Adam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning?
Wa alaikum salam, Shafa. Yes, I'm packed and ready to hit the ocean. We're doing a little bit of a late, lazy launch this morning. So, alhamdulillah, I had a few minutes to spend to be on air with you, Shafa.
No, absolutely. I was telling the listeners that you're such a hard guy to get, and for many, many moons we've been missing you. And before you launch and then you get into the Indian Ocean, and it's a perfect day for you, Adam.
Yes, Shafat, with all the stormy weather we had during the week, I'm so pleased to see how quickly the weather has settled. The sea is quite flat today. There's not much of a swell. The wind has died down. So it's a perfect day. I'm taking the family out to the back line, and we're going to try for some small bait fish like mass bunkers, sand soldiers, small stumpies and things, just to have a little fun today, Shafat.
No, absolutely. Family time, me time, and all that time is such a valuable time. And, you know, you are very fortunate that, you know, today the family or the we, you know, the extended family thing is, you know, something of the past. But in your case, Adam, let me take out some nazar first. Yeah, one, two, three, four. I say, all right. In your case, mashallah, you all are very united, Adam, you know, and you really enjoy each other. And that camaraderie amongst the camdas, hey, camaraderie and camdas is quite strong, Adam.
Yes, Shafat, we are brought up doing things together with the family, and we've grown to value family time and family bonds, and you know, we don't take relationships and people for granted, and I think that puts us in good stead for life, Shafat. And even besides immediate family, you know, we have lots of love for friends and customers, and you know, there's lots of love to go around. And I think, you know, sharing your passion, sharing your hobbies is also a great way to spend time with people in the outdoors, especially like fishing and sailing, Shafat.
Now, you find that the elders of the family generally are the bond, you know, that keep the family together. But that's why, I mean, we have to give the elders of the Kamdar family a big five-star, Adam.
Yes, Shafat. As you know, my dad is still alive and well, good health, and still the pinnacle of our family. We all gravitate towards him. Every Friday, Juma, we meet for lunch. Saturday evenings, we usually have supper together. Sundays, depending on what activity, we also spend lots of family time with him, Shafat.
Now, Adam, you reckon you're taking the whole family. The whole family is going to be with you. I'm just guessing. There must be a big pot of Maimon Akhni somewhere you're going to have. No, you can't hide it from me.
It's a short trip this morning, Shafat. So I prepared my special coffee in a flask, enough for five people, and bought some carrot cake from Anand's bakery in Amstaduzana, Shafat. We had that on Thursday this week with Willem and crew. They absolutely loved it. So this morning I'm having it with Vanessa and her family, and I think we're going to have a super time this morning.
Inshallah, and I'm wondering, you know, the Pampanos, the Dorados, did you get your catch or did you get your fill yet?
Oh, yes, Shafat. What an exciting start to the new year. I went out on New Year's Day with Vaizi and Novi, two of my best fishing buddies. It was a fantastic way to bond and bring in the new year. And the water conditions wasn't perfect. It was really cold and green. Game fish love warm water and clear water. So we headed out and just motored and motored and motored until we found the blue warm water. This was in 350 meters deep water. It was so deep, Shafat, that my fish finder couldn't find the bottom. So we just had to use our wits and navigate around the deep waters using the contours on the chart. And we found water that was 24.8 degrees Celsius. We set our lines out, and before you know it, we caught our first Dorado for the year, Shafat. And then Thursday, I went out with Willem, Skalk, and Lionel. This wasn't a very far trip. It was a short morning trip. We fished around number one. And while fishing with slow jigs, we put out a couple live baits as well. And Willem was fortunate enough to hook a Dorado on lure, Shafat. It was the green glow winglet lure that he used. And he's made a video of it already. You can find it on YouTube, Shafat.
Alhamdulillah, so you got your Dorado and you got everything. And alhamdulillah, yeah, you've been doing a lot of fishing and really, you know, enjoying it, Adam.
Yes, Shafar, two trips and two Dorados. I can't ask for a better way to start. And even today, even though we're getting small bait fish, I'll put out a live bait. And, you know, the Dorados are known to come really shallow sometimes. And who knows, I might get a third Dorado on a third trip. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, you got your fingers crossed. I'm looking at a question on the screen, and it's Brother Murad. He says, Assalamu alaikum, Adam Kamra, Brother Shafata, really great show. I want to know from Adam, when the aeroplane takes out, they will talk to the towers. In his case, when he's going to launch, will he talk to the Durban Ports authorities? Do you have clearance too when you're leaving that enclave of yours, Adam?
Yes, Shafar, there's a lot of training that you need in order to be allowed to enter and exit our Durban port. Firstly, your skipper's ticket, and then you even need what's called a Durban operator certificate, which is specifically qualifying you just for that stretch of water, the channel that the entrance to the harbor, Shafar. And you have to ask permission to the port control each time you want to leave the harbor and each time you want to come. You can use the analogy of the harbor being like it is an international port, similar to an airport, as you have airplanes leaving and arriving. You can consider the light aircraft wanting to come and land, so they have to ask for permission. In the same way, you've got international ships arriving into the port and leaving from our port, Shafar, and you've got these small vessels that want to use that same channel, you know, connecting the harbor to the ocean. So you have to get clearance, and you have to be cognizant of the large ships that are coming and going, Shafar.
This is a message from Faisal. He says, Adam Kamda, I know in the bay you don't catch tobies, so it's good luck fishing all the time. How true is that, Adam?
Shepard, the tobies, you do get tobies in the harbor as well. We've often fished from the side in my younger days, and we would catch tobies, and it really should be quite a spectacle to, once you land them, they start swallowing air and they blow up. Blowing themselves up is defense mechanism, a protection mechanism, and then we used to unhook them and throw them back into the water, watch them float for a while until they realize that they're back in the water, then they expel all the air and swim back down. So tobies, normally you'd find them in rocky structure. That's why when we fish from the sides, we used to catch them. But I can't remember catching them from a boat in the harbor. And out at sea as well, we don't catch them very often, but sometimes when you're near a reef system, you would pick up one or two of those big sea tobies, Shafar.
You know how lucky, I mean, I was when I grew up, and every day I go to the sea, and, you know, I said, must find a toby. But some of them, what they used to do, they leave the toby in a puddle. And, you know, we light his way, and you skid it. Nice Afrikaans word, they're very inquisitive. And if you can pick up the toby and feel the slimy thing and all that. I mean, we were very brave indeed, but, you know, there's a thorn in that, or on its fin, that can be quite poisonous. How true is that,
Yes, Shafar, the local tobies can be handled gently. They have some spikes, but they're very fine spikes, so you wouldn't want to hold it and squeeze it too tightly, but just you can handle it gently without a problem. But there's a very similar fish called the porcupine fish, and they have a much more pronounced, harder and spikier thorns sticking out, Shafar, and that you shouldn't handle with your bare hands at all.
Well, before you launch, before you go out and that port control, I don't know who's at control this morning, whether it's Imkeys or Prince Lu, but Gigi Foy is screaming in my ears, Adam. She said, Recep, Recep, what you got for Gigi Foy, Adam?
Yes, Shafar, I'd like to share with you a lovely breakfast potato recipe. This can be had as a main dish or as a side dish, but lovely, easy recipe to do. So you start with a few potatoes. You wash them, peel them, and slice them finely. Take one onion and slice that finely as well. To a large skillet, add about 4 tablespoons of oil or ghee. Then you add in your potatoes and your onions. You season this with basically spices of your choice. I would go salt and pepper, chili powder, some Cajun spice. You can add a bit of crushed garlic. And you mix this all up, you let it fry on low, you can add a bit of water, cook it covered till it's completely done. And you could also add extra things like sliced bell peppers in there as well. Once it's done, serve it hot, and that's your breakfast potatoes, Shafar.
Hey, I tell you, breakfast aloo people, Yeah, Kalu, you can join me too. Adam, you're going to have a mashallah and a beautiful day. I can feel it. I can feel your enthusiasm. I can feel your positivity. Go and enjoy the ocean, Adam, and inshallah, we will talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum. All right, your parting words.
Yes, thanks for your blessing, Shafaat. Inshallah, we'll have a super day, and I'll report to you next weekend, hopefully with some nice catches. Thanks for a lovely show, and salams to you and the listeners.